that many firing, so that the argument holds as far as they are concerned. The thing we don't know is what the 200 firings are for. They may perhaps be justified.
Admit that this is the argument, but they say that they think it will be done. Well, we haven't really analyzed the program for the 200 firings, and we assume that that was going to produce any. But I mean, if they say they need that, and if they can prove that, what about that?
Then the question is, you get $7 billion worth of defense.
Dr. Ron Rubel has been concerned about this and feel that they expect, just intuitively, based on the past experience with satellites, that would be a number of large payloads. But I'd like to reiterate my point, even if over the next year it would turn out that this was right, one could build such a rocket on the time schedule that you could develop the big payloads. And if you missed it by a year or two, you would have the C-1 missile again. This gives you the opportunity to two things. I mean, have a better rocket at whatever payload you decide to use. And secondly, to consider putting in a different payload. We have a 5,000-pound low-orbit capability. We have an 8,000-pound low-orbit capability. Well, the C-1B will be a 21,000-pound low-orbit capability. Then you go from that to the C-5, which is 220,000 pounds, with nothing in between. And if we were looking at the next booster from the point of view of a national capability, I think you might consider putting in a somewhat different payload than they now are to do it.
Well, Doctor, do you have anything in writing?
I don't have it with me, but we have a panel report.
Yeah, could you have a look at that? And then I think we could have a time to talk to the Secretary. I wonder, I get just a couple more minutes. I'd like to just one word on civil defense.
I met as chairman of the group which wrote this report about 4 or 5 months ago. I think in the word we rather exhausted technical examination diminished our respect for previous studies which have been very many, and we did a lot of what we think is basic space work to make possible a choice of what a balanced program is at whatever level of funding is desired, but we didn't go beyond that point. I think within this framework, we felt that shelter development was badly overemphasized in the present program, and that the area of greatest neglect had been the problem of rescue and care and restoration of essential services in post-attack situation, and the problem of management in the we felt one couldn't maintain readiness and effectiveness in the partially mobilized civilian operation that there was the National Guard and the some army units who had probably nothing else to do in a post-attack period anyway, and that one had to find a way of making them a initiative and innovating force rather than, as the present operation is, to advise and aid the local authorities who are not organized to request and direct such aid.
Well, do you think that these kind of shelters that we're talking about building, rocket would be shelters and so on, are really worthwhile doing? Or
yes, I think we had a sharp distinction between the stocking and marking program now going on in existing buildings, which I think we backed completely.
Do we think it's going to save any lives and the sufficient number or kind of attack you would have in the next 2 or 3 years by the time these shelters were really ready to make it worth the kind of...
Do you speak of ones in permanent buildings or the ones being made new?
Well, the permanent buildings and the marking of the permanent buildings.
Yes, I think we were very...
To show the presence of the curves that you have.
I didn't hear you.
The test value of the reservations about the other program, and you had serious reservations about the management even of the present program, and you also say...
There's one point, too, and I think perhaps should be saying, if the number of lives that might be saved on a program that must be pointed out, this assumption is that there will be full use of these areas, and this is no way at all assured on a present psychological situation for the people.
I mean, do we think that the 50 million or so spaces you would get out of marking and the stocking of present buildings makes a very effective potential unit, which our management and interface with local and federal authorities could be worked out, and this is well along. And
well, what do you think you could save if you had that sort of... given the sort of attack you might have on the urban areas and so on, the curve of what you'd say really, everything you say is worthwhile, but I mean, is it very just a very minute fraction of those that would be within danger?
If there was a city attack?
Yeah, I assume that the urban attack.
Yes, well, in the limited attack models we have, my recollection is that this would offer within target areas, I mean, a 40% saving. Roughly speaking, but all these assume a certain effectiveness of operation of the shelter and utilization of the proper warning
and
the thing. So this is a core requirement that was properly identified, I think, on which you have to be able to make effective. But to go beyond this to the incentive shelter program to provide space for the other 150 million is something we have very great reservations about, and feel that going into that step is justified. Only the balanced program, which there are many other parts identified here, but one cannot project that alone with any sense of payoff.
For example, if you had an attack on a limited number of cities, then the other cities that had fallout shelters would save quite a few lives.
And radiant from fallout.
From fallout from the attack on a particular city. But money going into management of the present shelters might be more important than money going into construction.
Yes,
for example, because we think they are undermanaged.
We would certainly argue redistribution of that.
We felt that this is an important test case to get the management to try it out before we actually did any incentive thing, which raises so many new problems in the decision making as to division of funds between local schools.
Well, now the school business, where they want us to match funds or put up 50% to build shelters under every school, Congress isn't going to give those kind of resources, so considering the kind of money we're likely to get out of Congress based on our experience in the last 12 months, we really have to determine what's the best way to spend the available funds. That we could possibly, that's really the question. Your report, we might put it out. I'll take a look at it, and then we can see about this week. And
we have given copies to Mr. McNamara now, Mr. McDermott, but we've held it.
I think you just have to decide whether, given the decision to make the Congress, what's the best way we can spend the money we can get up there.
Yes, I hope
we can't start just putting basements under every school in the country.
The present DOD program is to go back for essentially last year's program at a reduced level. And I suspect that you're right about the treatment we'll receive. I would imagine that if one made a more balanced program at the time that you suggested here, you might get better reception.
This is all recommended in your
report. Well, all of the bases here, but we ourselves didn't take any budget level and make the optimal mix. This is a problem of synthesis that really requires some more work, but I hope all of the papers are here.
Well, I want to thank you very much, all of you. I hope you realize that these outside views of what we're doing here, particularly in these sophisticated questions, are important. So many parties of interest. Titan and so much into agency and struggle between the Defense Department and NASA, so that it gets to be pretty hard to take a
views don't differ very much from the disease this year.
So that's right. We ought to have a report.